the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange. Today's topic is implementation of EDMS in WebSphere Partner Gateway and related APAR fixes. Today's presenters are Rita Wu and Srilatha Sankaranarayan. Rita has been working as WebSphere Partner Gateway Level 2 Technical Support Personnel for 4 years. Prior to this, she had also worked on several testing products. Srilatha is currently with the WebSphere Partner Gateway Quality Team. Prior to this, she was with the WebSphere Partner Gateway Level 3 Support Team since May 2007. At this time, I would like to turn the presentation over to Srilatha.
Thank you, Joseph. Good day, everybody. In this session, we will discuss some key aspects on EDMS implementation in WebSphere Partner Gateway. We will then look at some of the key APAR fixes in the EDMS functional area that have gone into six packs 1, 2, and 3 for WebSphere Partner Gateway 6.2. Moving to slide 2. In this session, we will look at an overview on EDMS implementation in WebSphere Partner Gateway. Following this, we will look at APARs in 6.2, 6-pack 1, which were specific to EDMS implementation. Next, we will look at APARs in 6-pack 2 in the same functional area of EDMS. We will also discuss some of the APARs which are EDMS related that have gone into 6-pack 3. Finally, we will conclude the session summarizing the contents. Moving to slide 3. Let us first look at an overview of EDMS or EDXML support in WebSphere Partner Gateway. Moving to slide 4. In WebSphere Partner Gateway, EDMS implementation is as per the EDXML message service specification version 2.0. The link to the specification is provided in the slide. We will in brief look at the key aspects from the specification and how it is applicable to the Partner Gateway. Moving to slide 5. In this slide, as you see, the message choreography is defined for an EDMS message exchange. Party A application is analogous to the backend application for trading partner A, and Party B application, as shown in this slide, is analogous to the backend application for trading partner B. Partner Gateway sits in the space of a message service handler, or MSH, as shown. The exchange between the MSH can be across enterprises or within an enterprise. Party A MSH and Party B MSH will be where the Partner Gateway implementation of EDMS will fit in this choreography. Here, we see a simple data exchange between Party A and Party B. The assumption is that there has been a collaboration protocol agreement, or CPA, that has been reached at between the two partners offline. This CPA is used by the MSH to handle the EDMS message exchange. The MSH here is the Partner Gateway. The CPA is uploaded to Partner Gateway using the WebSphere Partner Gateway console. When there is a message from Party A's backend to Partner Gateway, it uses the CPA to validate certain aspects of the message exchange, and then it packages the message to an EDMS message and sends it using a pre-configured connection to Party B MSH. This, again, can be another Partner Gateway instance or any other gateway product that has the support for EDMS. At Party B's end, if Partner Gateway is the MSH, then the inbound eBMS message is unpackaged, parsed, and then an acknowledgement or message error is generated as appropriate and sent back to party A's MSH. The unpackaged eBMS message payload is then sent to party B's backend. This is a simple representation of eBMS support using Partner Gateway in an enterprise scenario. Moving to slide 6. This slide here depicts a logical arrangement of the functional modules existing within one possible implementation of the EBXML message service architecture. Security services like authentication, encryption, signing, and other services like non-repudiation, header processing, and message packaging are the functions provided by the MSH, in other words, Partner Gateway. The block below indicates a mapping to the underlying transport services. In short, these give a glimpse of functional areas within an MSH that is required by the specification for eBMS support. This is what the Partner Gateway offers when it plays the role of MSH for eBMS. Moving to slide 7. To know more and in detail on the eBMS support in DevSphere Partner Gateway, please refer to the links provided here. eBMS support was introduced from Partner Gateway version 6.1. The education assistant has detailed information on setup of eBMS connections and routing of documents leveraging eBMS support. There are lab files provided for hands-on. Moving to slide 8. Having had an overview on the functional modules for eBMS implementation in Partner Gateway, we will look at some of the fixes that were made in these areas. We will discuss fixes that are available for eBMS in Fix Pack 1, 2, and 3. However, we would mention here that all fix packs are cumulative. Fix Pack 3 will have the fixes discussed in Fix Pack 1, and Fix Pack 2, in addition to those included in Fix Pack 3. Moving to slide 9. This slide shows a selected list of SIPARs from Fix Pack 1, which is applicable to the functional area of eBMS support in Partner Gateway. We will discuss these SIPARs in the upcoming slides. Moving to slide 10. We have divided the APAR information into four sections of symptoms, causes, or steps to recreate, for whom the fix is required, and finally a description of the fix. To begin with, JR32982. The problem symptom on this APAR was that the REST to message ID element was not present in the packaged eBMS document, though the incoming message from the backend had the XOX request message ID header. As per the eBMS specification, the REST to message ID element has a cardinality of 0 or 1. When present, it must contain the message ID value of an earlier EBXML message to which the message relates to. When the message is from backend, this message ID is provided by the backend header XOX request message ID. This fix is useful for all customers who use Partner Gateway to transact eBMS. With this APAR fix, if there is XOX request message ID present among backend headers, then during eBMS packaging, the REST to message ID is added and set a value from the XOX request message ID header value. Moving to slide 11. JR32984. in Vesya Partner Gateway console on the CPA list screen. If the user downloads the CPA 1 and then clicks on the search, it will seem that he was prompted again for a download. This unexpected behavior was corrected in the Partner Gateway console with this PAR fix. Again, this fix is useful for all customers who use ABMS. Moving to slide 12. JR33002. When the database was Oracle and when user updated CPA using Partner Gateway console, and then when he tried to download the updated CPA, it was seen that the downloaded CPA was 0 KB in size. This issue was because the update operation on the CPA corrupted the blob object responding to the CPA. This resulted in a 0 KB file to be downloaded when the user attempted for a CPA download of his updated CPA. This EPAR fixes the upload, update, and download issue. This fix is useful for all customers who leverage the EBMS support in Partner Gateway. Moving to slide 13. JR33099. The EBMS specification requires that the EBMS process retries should happen even if there are delivery failures during the delivery of the request document. In Partner Gateway, prior to this fix, when there was a request delivery failure for EBMS, only transport level retries used to take place. To make the EBMS support align to the specification, this fix was made, because of which now both transport and process retries take place when a document delivery fails. This fix, like the other fixes discussed, is useful for all customers who use Partner Gateway to transact EBMS. Moving to slide 14. JR34096. In Partner Gateway, the security implementation is such that there can be a primary and a secondary certificate uploaded for a partner. The secondary certificate is used when the primary certificate expires. During secure EBMS transactions, it was observed that at runtime, when the primary certificate expires, the transaction failed for the want of a signing certificate. Instead of promoting the secondary certificate and using it automatically as the primary certificate. This behavior is corrected with this PAR fix. This fix is important for all customers who do secure EBMS transactions using Partner Gateway. Moving to slide 15. JR34149. This problem is related to the problem described in EPAR JR32982. The issue described in this EPAR is that though the inbound EBMS message has the rector message ID, yet the unpackaged message which is being sent to the backend application on a JMS destination did not carry the corresponding exhaust request message ID header, which is required by the backend application. This EPAR fixes this reported issue. Again, this fix is useful for all customers who use Partner Gateway to transact EBMS. Moving to slide 16. This concludes our discussion on EBMS-related EPARs included in Vesya Partner Gateway version 6.1, 6.2, 6.1. I will now turn the presentation to my co-presenter, Rita Wu, to take us through the remaining of the session. Thank you.
Thank you, Sira-san. Next, we'll review EBMS-related APARs in Rest-of-Year Partner Gateway 6F2. Moving to slide 17. This chart shows the list of the EBMS-related APAR fixes in 6F2. It contains seven APAR fixes. Details about these fixes will follow in the next few charts. Moving to slide 18. They are 3, 3, 8, 2, 7. The problem symptom described in this APAR is that when the system transacts a heavy load of EBMS messages, the system performance degradation was observed. With this APAR fix, the database table scan and indexing has been enhanced to improve the EBMS performance to a considerable extent. Moving to slide 19. They are 35157. The problem symptom with this APAR is when a collaboration protocol agreement or CPA has no invocation limit attribute specified in the conversation constraint element, then such a CPA cannot be successfully uploaded using console. This fix is useful for those customers who transact EBMS messages and who would like to remove the restriction on the invocation limit allowed by the CPA. With this fix, users will be able to upload a CPA even if it does not have the optional conversation constraint element. Let's move on to slide 20. They are 35159. During processing of high load of EBMS documents, in some cases, the SQL exception ORA 01000 maximum open cursors existed error was seen in logs when backend database used was Oracle. Generally, this error may occur if there are too many open cursors. It was seen that maximum number of open cursors that are allowed in Oracle has been exceeded due to some of the open result set objects in Partner Gateway. With this fix, cleanup was done as to code close on the result set objects wherever they are applicable in the Partner Gateway. This mitigates the occurrence of the ORA 01000 in the logs. Let's move to slide 21. They are 37351A1. The problem described by this APAR is that the EBMS viewer did not display the EBMS retry under the same conversation as that of their original request document. To recreate this problem, draw an EBMS document that requests for acknowledgement. Once the acknowledgement is not received within a certain interval, the system attempts document retry. Now go to the EBMS viewer to check those retry documents under the conversation of which the request document is a part of. With this fix, the EBMS viewer has been corrected to show the retry document under the same conversation as the original request document. Moving to slide number 22. They are 35184. The problem symptom with this APAR is that when documents fail with the event, maximal concurrent conversation reach, the EDMS acknowledgement or message error do not go back to sender. This makes the sender to keep retrying the EDMS request document, leading to a flood of messages in the main inbound queue, and eventually bringing the system to a halt. The cause of this problem was that EDMS acknowledgement and message error was under concurrent conversation check for the EDMS conversation. So, when this message was failed with concurrent conversation check under EDMS role, they could not be delivered to the sender. With this fix, the EDMS acknowledgement and message error are moved out of ECPA concurrent conversation limit check. In case of document failure with event, which is maximum concurrent conversation reach, the hub will still be able to successfully send out the appropriate message error to the sender hub, which will indicate to the sender hub to not do retry, and will also help the sender to know the actual status of the document they have sent. Moving to the slide 23. They are 35185. The problem symptom described by this APAR is that EDMS message end state cannot be updated due to some errors in activity logging. In EDMS rules, it was seen that some errors in activity logging prevented the EDMS state logging to complete. This resulted in some of transactions to be left in the in-process state, even though they have actually reached their end state. With this fix, the process logging has been moved before activity logging. By doing so, if there are any errors in activity logging, the process logging will not be stopped. This also prevents growth in number of in-process documents or open conversation under transaction load. Moving to the slide number 24. They are 35186. During EDMS retry, duplicate key exception was reported in logs. The problem is seen when system is running under EDMS load. This fix enhanced some login related slow procedures to overcome the occurrence of the duplicate key exception in the log. Let's move to the slide 25. This completes our discussion on some of the important EDMS related fixes done in Partner Gateway 6.2, 6.2. Before we go in further to discuss the EDMS fixes in 6.3, I would like to iterate that 6.3 is cumulative of 6.1 and 6.2, so that all the fixes we discussed in former slides are part of 6.3 as well. We recommend customers to always upgrade to the last level of 6.x for a given version. 6.3 is the latest 6.x level for 6.2. Let's move on to slide 26. We have six APARs related to EBMS that have been fixed in FixSec 3. More details about these APARs will follow in the upcoming slide. Moving to slide 27. They are 35152. The EBMS document outbound from Partner Gateway contains a message ID element. The problem reported in this APAR is that the Partner Gateway does not set a unique ID for message ID. Earlier, the Partner Gateway does set value for the EBMS message ID element based on the value of the x-aux-message-id header attribute coming from backend. However, this attribute is not mandated to carry a unique value. According to the EBMS specification, the message ID needs to carry a unique value every time when a document is packaged. With this fix, the message ID element will be set a value from the backend header x-aux-system-msg-id, which is required to be unique always. If this AUX attribute is not present, system will generate a unique ID as message ID in the EBMS header. Let's move on to the slide 28. They are 35430. This APAR reported an issue where EBMS transacts under a certain CPA failed with number format exception. The reason for the failure was because the CPA did not have the retry count set, because of which a null value was used as retry count. The Partner Gateway is corrected with this fix to handle this problem scenario. This fix is useful for old customers who use Partner Gateway to transact EBMS. Moving to the slide 29. They are 35966. The problem symptom for this APAR is that EBMS target return from console was failing. To recreate this problem, draw an EBMS document, then go to Document Viewer, click on Target EBMS Document Checkbox, and then click on Resend button. The cause for this problem is that this package EBMS document file in Common File System was considered as temporary and was removed from the common file system. This behavior caused the target resend to fail when attempted from console. With the fear Partner Gateway is corrected with this APAR to handle this problem scenario. Moving to slide 30. They are 35972. The problem reported in this APAR was because both EBMS retry document and outbound acknowledgement were posted to same internal queue of main inbound queue. Under EBMS load, it led to message power up on the main inbound queue. This resulted in inbound action message over acknowledgement on the main inbound queue to be delayed in being processed, which further led to unexpected EBMS retries. With this fix, the EBMS retry document and outbound acknowledgement will be sent to signal inbound queue instead of main inbound queue. This will take off load from the main inbound queue and make EBMS inbound documents to be processed with right priority as in case of other protocols. Moving to the slide number 31. They are 35973. The problem symptom described by this APAR is that the EBMS viewer and document viewer display incorrect timestamps. Timestamps for the retry document was displayed to be same as that of the original document. To recreate this problem, route EBMS document such that EBMS process retry happens, then go to the EBMS viewer or the document viewer to see the timestamp on the retry document. With this fix, timestamp shown for the retry document will be the time as when the retry document was introduced in the system. Let's move on to the slide 32. They are 35977. The problem symptom for this APAR is that XML signature verification failed for the signed EBMS document. When there were multiple verification certificates uploaded in the receiving hub, to recreate this, upload multiple verification certificates for a certain partner which received signed inbound documents. With this fix, we are fetching the public key for verification from the database and match it with the key provided in the key info element for the inbound document. If there is a match found, then that public certificate will be used to verify the signature for that signed document. This can avoid the reported issue due to multiple public certificates available. Moving on to slide 33. This completes our discussion on EBMS-related APARs in WebSphere Partner Gateway version 6.2 Fixtech 3. Let's move on to the slide 34 to summarize this session. In summary, through this session, we have attempted to explain some of the important EBMS-related fixes. They are included in WebSphere Partner Gateway 6.2 Fixtech. Our intent through this session is to make our customers using EBMS aware of the features and fixes they can avail by moving to available Fixtech levels of version 6.2. Moving on to slide 35. This chart includes links to a number of sites that provide valuable online resources for WebSphere products. Visit the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange site to learn more about upcoming WebSphere Support Technical Exchange webcasts, like the one you attended today, and access previously recorded presentations. DevOps offers in-depth technical information. Visit WebSphere.org for user group information and more product information. The IBM Education Assistant consists of self-help modules to get new users up the learning curve quickly. The SR tool is for Test for Advantage clients to open, update, and view PMRs online. And the make notification link on all product support pages that you to sign up for weekly email updates for products of interest to you. This concludes our session, and at this point in time, I'll turn the presentation over to Joseph. Thank you.
Thank you, Rita and Srilatha, for a great presentation. At this point in time, Julie, we would like to open the line for questions.
There are no questions at this time.
Thank you, Julie. At this time, we will conclude the presentation.